International Bible Studies. Lesson for October 10, 2021. God's Righteous Judgment. Key verse: He will judge the world in righteousness, He will execute judgment for the peoples with equity. Psalm 9 verse 8, New American Standard Bible. Selected Scripture. Psalm 9 verse 1 through 14. And a tribute of God for which we give thanks is His righteous justice and judgment. The psalmist expresses such thankfulness, stating, I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart, that is, with all our devotion, will and sentiments. Psalms 9 verse 1, New American Standard Bible. The reason for such thankfulness is stated in verse 4, You have maintained my just cause, you have sat on the throne judging righteously. NASB. Justice and righteous judgment are fundamental elements of God's character. Elsewhere it is stated, Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne, loving-kindness and truth go before you. Psalms 89 verse 14, New American Standard Bible. These attributes of God are emphasized throughout the book of Psalms. Psalms 96 verse 10, 98 verse 9. Righteous judgment is based upon fixed and pure principles, without partiality, and dispensed with love. God desires that all those seeking Him also learn to develop righteousness and upright judgment in their own lives. As we are told in the book of Proverbs, to do righteousness and justice is desired by the Lord more than sacrifice. Proverbs 21 verse 3, New American Standard Bible. Today in society there is a growing lack of righteous behavior and at various times a lack of justice. However, God has promised that this will not always be the case. He has promised the time will soon come when His kingdom on earth will be established, when as our key verse states, He will judge the world in righteousness, and execute judgment for the peoples with equity. The Apostle Paul gives a further proof of when and how such righteous judgment will be established throughout the entire earth, stating that God has fixed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom He has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead. Acts 17 verse 31, New American Standard Bible. Here the word judge is translated from the Greek word krino, meaning the process of a trial, rather than simply a verdict. The word a day in Scripture is frequently used to signify a period of time, rather than a literal 24 hours. Hebrews 3 verse 8 and 9. Peter states how long the world's judgment day will last, stating that, with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years. 2 Peter 3 verse 7 and 8, New American Standard Bible. The psalmist indicates that God's judgment day will be a time for rejoicing and joy, because He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, before the Lord, for He is coming, to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness, and the peoples in His faithfulness. Psalms 96 verse 10 through 13, New American Standard Bible. Jesus will have associate judges with Him, those who make a full consecration to do God's will during the present gospel age, and who are proven faithful unto death. Revelation 2 verse 10. Paul confirms this, stating, Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? 1 Corinthians 6 verse 2, New American Standard Bible. These associate judges are described by the Apostle John as follows, I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given to them. They will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with Him for 1,000 years. Revelation 20 verse 4 and 6, New American Standard Bible.